You're listening to Zen Crossing, where spirituality meets everyday life, with your host, Koshin Chris Kane, abbot of the Puget Sound Zen Center.
Today we'll be talking about meditation and mindfulness for veterans. Our guest is Chris Fortin. Chris is a Soto Zen teacher and licensed psychotherapist and spiritual counselor. She began practicing Buddhism in 1976 while living at the San Francisco Zen Center. After many years of practice, she received Dharma transmission from Zoketsu Norman Fisher of the Everyday Zen School in the lineage of Shinro Suzuki Roshi. Chris practices and teaches in the Everyday Zen community, leads several groups, retreats, and workshops throughout the country, and is the co-founder of Veterans Path, which offers retreats and meditation and mindfulness practices for returning veterans and has been doing so since 2008. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, what inspired you to offer meditation and mindfulness programs to veterans?
Lee Lesser and I, Lee's my co-founder, we founded what was originally known as Honoring the Path of the Warrior during the time of the buildup to the Iraq Wars. And we didn't start out thinking we wanted to offer mindfulness and meditation programs to veterans. We started out thinking we wanted to do something. And it was clear at a certain point that the wars were going to go ahead and that there would be a human cost. And because both Lee and I are mothers and we have children who could have been the age to be sent off to war, it became sort of a natural outflow to want to be able to help when those who went to war came back. Because you may remember at that time, and we still do it in one way or another, the feeling of we were told to stay home and shop, and a small percentage went off, and it just felt so profoundly like we were all in this together. This is a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh that inspired us and continues to. Veterans are the light at the tip of the candle, illuminating the way for the whole nation. Mm-hmm. If veterans can achieve awareness, transformation, understanding, and peace, they can share with the rest of society the realities of war. And they can teach us how to make peace with ourselves and each other so we never have to use violence to resolve conflicts again.
Yeah, yeah. And that reminds me that one of the things that I found interesting and inspirational really about your story is how one thing led to another. I mean, you and Lee jumped right in wanting to help and offering services to veterans, and you really learned as you went, it seems like. Can you can you talk about some about the what your programs were like at first and how they changed?
Our very first program, we offered at Green Gulch Farm, and one veteran showed up. He's still with us, and we all we had no military background, at least at that point, that we had any awareness of in a way that could be useful. And so we moved from there, and what we began doing was, because Lee was a sensory awareness teacher, still is, I'm a meditation teacher, we naturally wanted to offer the skills that we had and see if they could be helpful in any way. So I remember our second retreat, more people came because we had been reaching out into the community and doing a lot of networking, but there was a room full of veterans sitting around bouncing in their chairs looking really awkward as we tried to offer what we had to offer, and we became very quickly aware that we needed to help people get in their bodies and to ground themselves through physical activity. And that when we did that, so we began doing rock climbing, and we began doing rowing, and we began doing whitewater rafting, and that when we could offer that to vets, then they could settle down enough into their bodies to actually be able to integrate meditation and mindfulness exercises.
Interesting. Yeah, I can imagine that some of the veterans, when I picture them kind of sitting in the chairs and squirming around, a part of it may have been that, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but that there's a certain skepticism about mindfulness and meditation as well. Did you find some of that from folks who don't have a Buddhist?
Well, that's one of the amazing things about this journey is because we all kind of maybe know more vividly these days the cultural splits and judgments that have erupted. And we knew nothing about military culture, although my father was a World War II vet, and I've learned a lot about him through these vets. And they most... As you are surmising, the world of meditation and mindfulness was not a natural fit. But there was something about the way that we kept meeting through our humanity, that we were civilians that cared, that made a really big difference. And like I said, they keep teaching us. We kept being curious. And it's like anything, when you want to understand something, they kept coming forward to meet us.
Yeah. So you feel like that's bridged the divide to some degree, basically them understanding that you really care.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which, as you say that, I think good advice for any time, including this time, is one of our ground rules is no politics, because that in the environment of what we were offering, we know how quickly that can go askew. Not that there's not a place for politics, but in what we were doing and are doing, is it's bridging and being human beings together.
Yeah. Chris, can you talk about post-traumatic stress that the veterans you serve are experiencing? And are there several kinds of symptoms that a veteran might experience?
Well, I noticed that you didn't say post-traumatic stress disorder, which has been a really important part of what we've been doing, that our paradigm is, and I think the VA has been doing a lot of catch-up and integration of more holistic programs, but in the beginning, and probably still, the paradigm was more that there was something really wrong here that needed to be fixed. So our paradigm has always been wholeness, is that it's appropriate, the stress reactions that you've had. If you send anybody to war, that's what happened in one spectrum or another. And then the coping mechanisms coming back that are often, medication through the VA, that people are trying to figure out how to not be so medicated, self-medication. I'm sure you know that there's a huge suicide rate amongst veterans, and the profound feeling of isolation, of having been so much a part of something that goes beyond, I think, any national creed, but of belonging to something bigger than themselves, and a really profound sense of service, and that when that's cut away, there's nothing to catch them. So that's providing sangha and providing community is actually a very big part of what we do.
I noticed that on your website, how many people mentioned the community aspect and how much that meant to them.
Yeah.
But tell me, where does mindfulness and meditation fit in?
Well, it's the heart of everything that we do, of being in the body, coming back into the body, which is, you might imagine, into a traumatized body. That's not such an easy thing, being with breath, being with awareness, being with kindness and gentleness. Being able to be with feelings as they arise, because so much of the military is when you're put into a war situation. You're just taught that you have to go on and you have to go on and you have to go on, and then there's so much that's locked in the body. So just same thing with you and me. Present moment awareness, just ground, just here. This is it.
What kind of effect do you find these programs have in your participants' lives?
People say that it saved and saves their lives, and I often have said that I wish we had before and after pictures of people when they first come and when they first come to retreats, and the tension, the way people are holding their bodies and their faces. And when people begin to open up, and when a smile begins to come through, and when there begins to be a little more space or laughter or a moment of even play and of connecting with the self and another person and relationships opening. You know, it's these things that maybe we take for granted, but when you put someone in a traumatic situation, it all closes down.
And you can really see that opening up. I mean,
oh,
you know,
you can
physically
see it and feel it. And the beautiful thing over time, because we've been doing this for a while now, is they can see it in each other. You know, often you can't see in yourself the changes, but when you look at somebody and you remember, I remember what that person was like when they first came into the room and how hard it was to stay and what the defenses were. And then you see someone begin to blossom and open from the inside and to remember themselves in both the ordinary way of just remembering that it's okay to go outside of the house and all the ordinary things of self-care, and in the deepest sense of remembering their wholeheartedness and their goodness and beginning to trust themselves with themselves and with each other, and to return to, I think so many veterans signed up or enlisted because they had and have a profound sense of service and of beginning to find the resiliency to reach out to others. Really beautiful.
Speaking of that very thing, of service, I read that some of your participants who've done the program then go on to become group leaders, and that's kind of part of the program in a way. Are there numbers of people who've done that, gone from, you know, veteran to leader?
Yes, and it's one of the most wonderful ways for me to have, and for I think both Lee and I to have, the continuity of relationship and experience and of deepening of practice. And when people take that deep sense of service and say that they want to serve other vets and they want to find out how to offer what they're finding in themselves to others. So one of my deepest joys is when we do meditation, we often do guided meditations, because it's hard to sit down in silence, especially when there's memories coming up and lots of agitation in the body. And so there's, of course, a receptivity with Lee and I. But when the vets start teaching meditation and mindfulness to other vets, that's where we start seeing something happening, and where it's expanding out, and it's expanding out beyond California now. And we have an ED who's centered in Tennessee, and now it's going to spread from the programs in Tennessee into Colorado, and after that we hope Texas, and it's being led more and more by veterans.
Wow.
Which then just bypasses that whole thing of, well, this isn't about me. There's these big, strong men and women teaching meditation and mindfulness to each other.
Yeah, that must be beautiful for you as the person who started it. Yeah, Chris, what's next for the Veterans Path program? What are you looking forward to?
Well, like I said, it's expanding, and I realize what I do want to say in there too is we do programs that are both for men and women, and we also do programs for women. It became clear at a certain point that women needed their own space and safety, a lot of military sexual trauma. So we continue to expand the programs. We started with one days, and now we do weekends, and we do longer retreats, and we also do something called an anchor program, which bridges over a 2-month period between two longer retreats. People stay in touch, and they share practices, and they encourage each other. And so there's just this ongoing sense of deeper support and practice.
And these programs are usually free. Did I read that right?
Yeah, they're all. I think that's mostly the paradigm with people working with veterans, is that they have offered so much that it's wonderful when we can give back. So yes, so we do a lot of fundraising. I should say that Veterans Path website. I can go to the website www.veteranspath.org. And of course, there's always need, and it's a donation well used.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Chris, for taking a few minutes to let us know about it, and to share some of your very good work.
Well, thank you so much for being interested, and it's really sweet to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Crossing. For more information about the Puget Sound Zen Center, go to pszc.org.